We start off with a gentleman on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old gentleman in Tennessee was buying some Heineken when the clerk gave him his change, and was 1 penny short. So
1 penny.
1 penny short.
Don't we have that little bowl, take a penny, need a penny, whatever?
So why can't he just reach in there and grab the penny and he's fine? Well, the clerk refused to reopen the register to give him his penny, so the guy called 911 to report a robbery.
Report a robbery.
I'd like to report a robbery.
She's not giving me my money.
I'm not getting the money for my hiney. After they told him it wasn't an emergency and hung up, he called back. So he was arrested for misuse of 911.
Don't you tell me what's not an emergency here.
I'll tell you right now, I've spent good money. I want my penny back. Which, by the way, if you think about this, what concert is only 45 cents? What concert only costs you 45 cents to attend?
I think I've heard this joke, but go ahead.
Huh? 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Hey.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. All right, a guy at a fast food place in Seattle freaked out this week.
Can you imagine being stuck in line behind the guy who's arguing over a penny? I'd
go
crazy.
I'm not sure I'd have the patience for it. Like,
I'd call 911. I would not be able to handle that.
You know, it depends on my mood. I might just tell him, shut up and get out. Or I'd say, here, dude, here's a dollar. Go away.
But it's about the principle of the thing.
Yeah, you just made 99 more than here's the principle. A guy in a fast food place in Seattle freaked out this week because he didn't want to pay 25 cents for a third packet of ranch dressing. He screamed and shouted until he got another packet for free, and then he shoved the 68-year-old clerk to the floor on his way out and muttered something about having a knife. Police are still looking for that brain trust.
You know what?
Way to go, buddy.
Of course he handled this poorly, but I don't think you should pay for packets of sauce.
Yeah, I think it's cheesy.
Considering what they're charging for some of the high-end sandwiches now at these fast food places, yes.
The chicken nuggets and chicken strips are not edible if they're not covered in sauce. The sauce is required.
I believe the chicken nugget is actually just a sauce delivery vehicle. It's not actually food.
It might be.
Thailand has been suffering from massive flooding over the last month. I'm sure you're already aware of that. There have been 61 deaths and millions of people displaced. But on Monday, a 39-year-old man in Thailand wanted to help. So he decided he was going to donate.
Donate what?
His meth.
Okay.
His generosity was rewarded with an arrest, and now he's going to be facing 10 years in prison.
Who did he try to donate his meth to?
The local charity.
The Red Cross?
Yeah, basically, the local charity. Isn't that great?
So you're going to put the Sweet Sisters of the Poor into the drug dealing business.
Sure. And last but not least, earlier this year, a 46-year-old psychologist in Washington had relations with a lady of the evening, a professional, shall we say, and left her his laptop as collateral while he went to the ATM to get her cash.
Uh-huh.
She ran off with the laptop. It had confidential patient information on it. Police recovered it a week later, but now the guy's license has been suspended, and he could be facing significant fines. He apparently, though, is not facing any criminal charges for solicitation at this particular juncture, as we say in the hood. Mm-hmm. That's not almost enough to make you depressed, isn't it? Let's fix that.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
From World of Entertainment, Kevin Jonas's wife is being blamed for the breakup of the Jonas Brothers.
She's the Yoko Ono of the Jonas Brothers.
This is just like the Beatles, as a matter of fact, except for the part where the music was good and everybody was sad that it was over.
I want to thank the person who led to the breakup of the Jonas Brothers.
Speaking of the Beatles, Paul McCartney is defending Miley Cyrus, saying, "We've seen worse than this," specifically when Paul used to let his wife Linda sing.
Now.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return as hosts of the Golden Globes. So let's see here. Neil Patrick Harris coming back for the Emmys. Ellen DeGeneres is the Oscars. Now Tina and Amy are back for the Globes. Great year for the females, huh? Tito Jackson turned 60 years old yesterday. Unfortunately, he didn't get the one thing that he's been craving for years. Relevance. Kansas City Chiefs fans set a record for world's loudest fans. They shattered the previous record set by Tom at a One Direction concert. And speaking of football, Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says he's now banning players from doing flips in the end zone when they score a touchdown. Luckily, he really doesn't have to worry about that much this year. Japanese company
that would
is now
be a stupid way to get injured.
It would. Like, it really would.
Hackers are losing players with legitimate hits and whatever. Some yeah. guy, well, I broke my collarbone. Well, you know, the double flip thing.
A Japanese company, as we mentioned, is now selling wine made exclusively for cats. So the next time you're feeling depressed about your life, take solace in the fact that you've never once bought wine for your cat.
It's actually water with catnip in it.
But please don't let your cat drink too much. It might make him lazy and worthless. Because of the government shutdown, squirrels have ravaged Michelle Obama's White House vegetable garden. On the bright side, for the First Lady, it's the first time any of the vegetables from her garden have actually been eaten.
Stop.
That story is incredible, that they could water the garden,
but not
weed or harvest.
Hey, Michelle, here's an idea. Go out and do it yourself. Anyway, a Pennsylvania man has called the police after someone stole his Jell-O from the office break room. When they heard the news, annoying co-workers everywhere launched into a hacky Bill Cosby impressions. Jell-O pudding! And last but not least, Staten Island Congressman Michael Grimm spent 17 minutes in a Brooklyn bar bathroom with a female companion. Apparently, this is the most productive thing anyone from Congress has done this year. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good and not for evil.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.